Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous episode we discussed the causes of restlessness that commonly leads to a lack of peace in our society. Then, in light of Islamic teachings, we offered solutions for it. In the episode before that, we spoke about the bounty of peace and its importance. Today, we will talk about another great bounty, and that is youth. We will explore the importance of youth, how we can express gratitude for it in the court of Allah Almighty by doing righteous deeds during this. And what the youth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was like. But before we begin, let us first take the honor of listening to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Allama Majduddin Firozabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, when you sit in a gathering among people and say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah Almighty appoints an angel who protects you from backbiting. When you rise from that gathering and say the same words, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, the angel will prevent others from backbiting against you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, there's no doubt that youth is a tremendous bounty. And being granted this phase of life is nothing short of a divine favor. After all, many souls leave this world either just as they step into youth or even before reaching it. So the one who is blessed with this gift not only lives a longer life, but also enjoys the vibrant energy of youth. A young person may or may not fully grasp the true values of this bounty, but an elderly person certainly does. Having witnessed the springtime of youth and now living in old age, he deeply feels a difference. He remembers the strength, energy, and agility with which he once carried out tasks. Something he can no longer do with the same strength in old age. As time passes, a person's body begins to weaken. Eventually, a point comes when even walking becomes difficult. At that stage, all a person wishes for is to lie in bed peacefully, avoiding the physical strain that once felt easy. Just imagine a person who in his youth had the strength and ability to do all kinds of work, but now he can't even stand for too long. How deeply that person must long for the days of his youth. He must think, if only those days could return. If only I could once again carry out my task with the same energy and strength. Hence, dear Islamic brothers, if Allah Almighty has blessed you with the bounty of youth, then value it. Youth is a bounty that no matter who receives it, eventually fades away one day. The final Prophet of Allah Almighty said that take advantage of five things before five. Youth before old age, health before sickness, wealth before poverty, free time before becoming busy, and life before death. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned certain things that do not remain with the person forever and are bound to fade away one day. By highlighting these, he warned us to recognize their value while we still have them and to benefit from them as much as possible. Youth is one of those bounties. Viewers, we have heard about the value of youth. Now, let's learn when youth actually begins. According to linguistic sources, a person is considered young from the time he reaches puberty until around the age of 30 or 40. The period between 30 and 40 is seen as the transition between youth and old age. And after that, one enters the stage of old age. In the commentary of Bukhari, Fathul Bari, it is mentioned, after spending the early years of childhood, a person enters the stage of youth upon reaching puberty and remains in that phase until the age of 30. After that, youth begins to decline, and by the age of 40, the final stage of life, old age, begins. According to Islamic laws, the maximum age for reaching puberty is 15. From 15 to 40 is a span of 25 years. The average human lifespan is around 60 years. So even if a person lives for 60 years, he only spends about 25 of those years in youth, while the remaining 35 are spent in childhood and old age. In both of those phases, a person tends to be mentally or physically weaker. This means the golden period of life is youth. It is during this time that a person has the most strength, energy to work, the highest capacity for thinking and making decisions, the body's immune system at its peak, providing better protection against illnesses. A wise person takes full advantage of these strengths and abilities. He makes meaningful decisions that give purpose to his life and help him grow into a strong and well-grounded individual in the years to come. Viewers, how can one make his life meaningful by utilizing the strengths of his youth? To answer this, we need to think about what the true purpose of life is. Eating, drinking, sleeping, and earning enough to meet one's needs, these are basic necessities of human life. However, the true purpose of life has been clearly stated in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Translation with Ganzu Irfan, and I did not create jinn in mankind, but to worship me. This shows that the purpose of human life is to worship Allah Almighty. Therefore, along with fulfilling the needs of life, one's youth should also be devoted to the worship of Allah Almighty. The true gratitude for the bounty of youth is to keep it free from sin. Generally, carelessness and lack of concern during the days of youth and failing to value these precious moments often lead to regret in old age. So, as long as youth remains and health is intact, it is extremely important to spend as much of it as possible in worship. A young person who worships Allah Almighty is very beloved to him. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly among his creation, Allah Almighty loves that beautiful young person the most who spends his youth, beauty, and charm in his worship. Taking pride in such a person, Allah Almighty proudly says to the angels that this is truly my bondsman. Similarly, in another hadith, the greatness of a worshipping young person is highlighted in these words, that a young person who worships during his youth holds superiority over an elderly person who worships in old age, just as the messengers alayhimu salam are superior to other prophets. Therefore, a person should spend the best part of his life, youth, when one is mentally and physically strong, in worship. A fortunate individual who uses his youth to do what pleases Allah Almighty, who devotes that time to servitude and righteousness, and who protects himself from sinful desires and unlawful passions, can hope for honor, greatness, and a special status in the court of Allah Almighty. This is because restraining the wild horse of the evil beast herself during youth is especially difficult. That is why worship performed in youth carries even greater reward and significance. Alama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala beautifully wrote, a person should remain free from sins during his youth and remember the Almighty. In youth, the body is strong and the evil base herself is more inclined towards sin. Therefore, worship during this time is considered superior to worship at old age. My dear Song Brothers, one way of worshiping is through acquiring Islamic knowledge. It is during youth that one can truly utilize his mental and physical abilities. The age for acquiring Islamic knowledge and studying is also youth. In old age, the powers of intellect and understanding often become ineffective. The ability to reflect diminishes, and the mind's capacity to remember begins to fade. Similarly, due to mental decline, a person may start exhibiting childlike behaviors. At times, he may perform such amusing actions that involuntarily make others laugh. Therefore, in addition to worship during youth, it is crucial to acquire enough Islamic knowledge, such as the rulings about ritual bath, wudu and salah, knowledge about apparent and hidden sins, gaining religious awareness related to the specific field of work one is engaged in, so that our actions align with the commandments of Allah Almighty. The benefit of worshiping in youth and acquiring Islamic knowledge is that even in old age, one receives the same reward for his worship as he would in his youth. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that when a person reaches the later part of his life, while doing good deeds in the state of Islam, Allah Almighty continues to record the same amount of good deeds in His Book of Deeds that he used to do during his time of health. Secondly, due to the blessings of Islamic knowledge, a person remains protected from the ailments of old age, such as forgetfulness, hearing loss, and vision problems. Sayyiduna Ikramah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that a Muslim who makes a habit of reciting the Holy Quran, inshallah, will not experience the condition of forgetting the knowledge gained in youth during old age. Sayyiduna Alama Zainuddin Abdul Rahman ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi beautifully states regarding the importance of worship during youth. Whoever remembers Allah Almighty during the time when he is young, strong and healthy, Allah Almighty will take care of him when he becomes old and weak. He will grant him good hearing, sight, strength, and intellect even in old age. Sayyiduna Abu Tayyib Tabari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi lived for 100 years. He was physically and mentally strong and healthy. When someone asked him the secret to his good health, he replied, "I preserved my physical abilities from sin in my youth. And today, when I have become old, Allah Almighty has kept them intact for me." In contrast, Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw an old man begging. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi remarked that this person wasted Allah's right in his youth, and Allah Almighty has wasted his strength in his old age. Viewers, as you have heard, the virtues and benefits of worship during youth are immense. The bounty of youth is a moment of reflection for those who make their youth the servant of their evil baser selves. Such people waste the best of their lives in dance clubs, alcohol and food gatherings, unlawful relationships with non-mahrim, unnecessarily scrolling on social media, and aimless gatherings with friends. Unwise people think that since they are young, this is the time for enjoyment, for indulging in the pleasures of the world. They believe that once old age arrives, they will start worshiping. Remember, this is a misconception of such people, because in old age, abilities weaken and physical faculties begin to decline, making it much harder to engage in worship at that stage. Let me present a summary of the words written by Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi regarding youth. If one wastes his youth in playing games and then desires to worship abundantly in old age, when the body has become weak and the limbs are no longer functional, that is nothing but unwise. Whatever good you wish to do, do it in your youth, because a righteous young person holds a very high rank. So do not let your health, youth, wealth, and life go to waste. Use these bounties to perform good deeds, because such bounties do not come again and again. Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states a beautiful phrase which translates, "This beautiful phase of youth does not last forever, nor do the gatherings of friends and companions remain with us always. Even the nightingales that sing in the garden each day, in the springtime that brings beauty to the garden, none of these are everlasting." May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to value the bounty of youth and to continuously express gratitude for it through worship. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard about the importance of youth and how to make the best use of it. Another excellent way to utilize one's youth is by actively participating in religious and welfare work at the community level. A young person has the passion and energy to carry out tasks with dedication and strength, whereas an elderly person may no longer be able to do so with the same power. But who is our role model during our youth? The answer is the entire life of the Holy Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the perfect example for us to follow. In the same way, the youth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also a perfect role model for us. Even before the declaration of prophethood, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam spent his youthful years in the worship of Allah Almighty and in acts of social welfare and compassion. When the childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to an end and he entered his youth, just like his childhood, his youth too stood apart from that of ordinary people. His youth was a shining example of modesty, purity, and dignity. Before the declaration of prophethood, the Holy Prophet's entire life was a treasure of noble character and beautiful conduct. He was known for his truthfulness, trustworthiness, loyalty, fulfilling promises, respect for elders, kindness towards the young, love for family, mercy and generosity, services to his people, compassion for friends, care for relatives, concern for the poor and needy, kind treatment even towards enemies, and sincere well-wishing for all of Allah's creation. In short, every noble trait and every good quality, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam held the highest rank. Speaking less, avoiding useless talk, meeting both friends and enemies with a cheerful face, and a pleasant demeanor. These were all distinct qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In every matter, he spoke with simplicity and clarity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was completely free from greed, deceit, betrayal, falsehood, drinking, immorality, theft, robbery, foul language, and all other evil habits. His honesty, integrity, and trustworthiness were so renowned that all of Arabia knew him for these traits. Every person in Makkatul Mukarramah, young or old, trusted and admired the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He held a special dignity and honor in the eyes of all who knew him. My dear Islamic brothers, just as the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam spent the days of his youth engaging in righteous efforts on a social and communal level, when the responsibility of conveying the message of Islam was made obligatory for him, he fulfilled the cause of prophethood with utmost dedication. Today, the garden of Islam continues to bloom with prosperity. This is the result of the Holy Prophet's tireless efforts. Alhamdulillah, today Da'wat Islami is carrying forward that very cause of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam by calling people towards truth and the religion of Islam. Its aim is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jalla. Oh my young Islamic brothers, do not waste your youth in sins and meaningless pursuits, for it is a bounty that will soon pass. So spend as much of your youth as possible in gratitude to Allah Almighty. In today's era of trials, where many young people, distanced from the teachings of the Holy Quran and Sunnah, drown in the temptations of youth and fall victim to the traps of the evil baser self and Satan, Da'wat Islami's religious environment is nothing short of a bounty. Within this religious environment, the passion for gaining Islamic knowledge, loving the Sunnah, repenting from sins, and living according to the commandments of Allah Almighty increases. Therefore, we encourage all Muslims, especially the youth, to connect themselves with the fragrant, faith-enriching environment of Da'awat Islami. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to live our youth in accordance with the sunan of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.